From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Today's march in the nation's capital honoring the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech did not draw nearly as many people as did the rally organized by conservative commentator Glenn Beck. The two were held almost simultaneously, and as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, people from both sides ended up meeting on the National Mall.
Only a few thousand people gathered to sing hymns and cheer speeches by union leaders, ministers, and D.C. politicians. But their march afterwards gained hundreds of bodies as it wended through the crowded city. Max Brown lives downtown, and when the marchers went by his apartment, he grabbed his wife and kids and joined in.
So we got to be part of the rally, you know. Brought the boys down, explained to them what's going on.
Is this Al Sharpton's deal? Is this his parade?
Yes, in fact. The question came from a Tea Partier on the Mall who identified himself only as Tom. But he said he bore no rancor towards the marchers whose beliefs he disagrees with.
Glad the day was nice so that everybody could have their parade. That's nice.
It was estimated by Glenn Beck that his event drew several hundred thousand people. Al Sharpton's rally drew a fraction of that amount. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A Venezuelan military helicopter chasing suspected drug traffickers has crashed near the border with Colombia. 10 National Guard soldiers were killed. Venezuela is a major route for Colombian cocaine headed to the U.S. and Europe. In southern Pakistan, flooding has swelled the Indus River to 40 times its normal volume. Meanwhile, the BBC's Chris Morris reports the United Nations says tens of thousands of Pakistani children, already malnourished by massive flooding, are now at risk of dying from waterborne diseases.
The trouble is the problem is so multifaceted. Wherever you turn, there's a massive issue for local and international authorities to tackle. There is this real fear now of the spread of disease, the spread of malnutrition. But to deal with that, you need to give people shelter. And there are at least 5 million people who have absolutely nothing at all. They don't have even a plastic sheet above their heads. And it's children who have, in particular, historically in these situations, been the biggest victims because they are often the weakest people. They need a lot of food, and the food and the clean drinking water simply isn't there. So the UN and the World Health Organization are terribly worried about what's going to happen to tens of thousands of children across the country. They're talking about a high risk of death.
The BBC's Chris Morris reporting. In Afghanistan, insurgents disguised as U.S. Army soldiers attacked two NATO installations near the Pakistani border this morning. The armed men fired shots and rocket-propelled grenades. NATO officials say at least 21 militants were killed. 5 others were taken into custody. One of the bases that was attacked is where suicide bombers killed 7 CIA employees in December. This is NPR. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is accusing the New York Times and Washington Post of spreading irresponsible propaganda. The news outlets have reported the CIA is paying members of Karzai's government for inside information. In a statement, Karzai says the reports are aimed at diverting attention from his criticism of the West. After nearly 9 years, new life is beginning to return to the site of the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center. NPR's Laura Seidel reports crews today planted 16 swamp white oaks at Ground Zero.
These are the first of nearly 400 trees to be planted around the 8-acre memorial site where nearly 2,800 people were killed when terrorists flew planes into the Twin Towers. The trees will dot a cobblestone plaza surrounding two huge pools built at the footprints of the fallen towers. Bill Baroni of the Port Authority says the site will be peaceful.
I think when you take the trees, the water that is in the memorial fountains, the names, this will be a very peaceful, contemplative place.
The Memorial Plaza will essentially become a rooftop garden built on top of the deep chasm left by the towers. It will cover the museum commemorating the attacks, commuter train platforms, and a parking garage built as far as 70 feet below. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Cornell University's Northeast Regional Climate Center is confirming what a lot of Easterners have been feeling. The summer of 2010 has had record-breaking heat. 28 cities from Washington, D.C. to Maine saw record-high average temperatures from March through August. The center says the average temperature in New York Central Park is up 5 degrees. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.